Mark Kelly supported inflationary spending package. Now Phoenix experiences worst inflation in the nation. By Spencer Lindquist on August 26, 2022. Senator Mark Kelly, Diaz, who is up for re-election in November, voted for a bill that economists say drove inflation. Now, Phoenix, Arizona, is seeing the highest rates of inflation in the country. Kelly voted in favor of a bill dubbed the American Rescue Act early last year. Since its passage, economists have noted that the bill is one of the driving forces behind inflation. Even economists associated with the Democrat Party have noted that the American Rescue Plan has had disastrous effects. Jason Furman, a Harvard economist who previously chaired the White House Council of Economic Advisers for the Obama administration, called the bill the original sin that drove inflation. Senator Joe Manchin, DWV, also warned that the Biden administration's spending could cause increased inflation. While Kelly is on the board of the Joint Economic Committee, he responded to concerns about inflation by saying that he is an engineer, not an economist. Now, Phoenix, Arizona, is facing rampant inflation. The Phoenix metro area experienced a whopping 11% inflation rate between April 2021 and April 2022. The surge in prices has led some swing voters in the Grand Canyon state to lean towards the Republican Party in the upcoming midterm elections. Jillian Birnbaum, a 37-year-old nurse and mother of two, is an independent who says that she is considering voting for the Republican Party because of the high costs of living. Birnbaum told the Wall Street Journal, "There must be some reason for why it's happening with this administration and not the last one." The independent voter also remarked, "We are giving out money like it's growing on trees," citing the federal government spending as a driving factor of inflation. Mark Kelly will face off against Trump-endorsed Senate candidate Blake Masters in November. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at Lindquist@Breitbart.com.